It's not the biggest, not the result you want for the first game, but I think today we were able to compete with them for 60 minutes. And after the goal, we had some difficulties. But I like to see that even the last 15 minutes and 3-0 down, the team was trying to score the goal. And I think with this mentality, we have to go on.
It seemed that Charlton came with a game plan today to maybe try and frustrate Borough. Once that first goal came in, did you think that was the end of the game? Or?
No, absolutely not. But the second goal, it was shortly after. And then you know it will be more difficult. At the moment, we were bringing in Tony Watt to use the spaces we would have. At that moment, they scored the goal.
Obviously, you've had a few days to work with the squad now. Have you had enough time to get to know them yet?
I already knew them. I know all players. I know the squad. But now it's a question. We have to get the team fit, in good condition. And it's clear that at this moment in the season, we are not ready to compete with Middlesbrough over 90 minutes.
Do you think that the squad is big enough to cope with the amount of injuries that has happened? Do you think the squad should be bigger than it already is?
I think we can only play 11 players. So if we have 11 or 30, there will only be 11 on the pitch.
So obviously you joined the club on Sunday evening. When was the first time you heard from the owner that he was willing for you to come over and join Charlton?
It was Saturday evening. I received the phone call from Katrin Mere, and immediately after the game, and then Sunday evening I came in.
Obviously, you come in as the interim head coach. Do you see yourself wanting to put yourself forward to become a permanent head coach in the future, or do you know how long you're going to be asked to fill this interim role?
No, I don't know. Interim is interim, so it's not up to me. I think my position is not important. So we must do everything to try to get Charlton as soon as possible out of the bottom three. And afterwards we will see what happens.
So you're not sure if you personally want to take on the job full-time?
I would be crazy not to accept it.
Okay. Well, has the owner or the CEO set you any targets for the season now? Or what have they asked you that you have to achieve in the time that you are here?
No, the only thing now is Charlton is bottom three, and that is clearly not the position we want the club to be in. So on short term, it's to get out of there as soon as possible, and afterwards we will talk again, I suppose.